On middle of page 28, that night they indeed made good all the time they had lost. With the chamber cleared for them, they each gave each part of the body its due. The eyes which blaze the trail of love and send their messages to the heart gaze with delight at each other's sides, much pleased with their sides. After the message from the eyes come that sweetness far better still from the kisses inviting love. Man, my pen is melting in my hand. Both of them sample this sweetness and their hearts without drink their fill of within drink their fill of it. Hardly, see, I can't even read anymore. Hardly able to desist kissing with their first play was their first play. Ah, can't read it. Then the love they shared made the maiden more bold. Oh, right. Afraid of nothing and whatever the hurt, she suffered all. Before she rose, she had lost the name of maiden. In the morning, she was a new lady. Okay. So now they're married. And to remain a good knight, Eric is going to have to do what? He's going to have balance. And so he's going to have to still go do all his knightly stuff, even though, as we soon find out, he'd rather just be with Enid. So a month after Pentecost, we're still in that